Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Left with you on WGN. Wendy Snyder has the day off. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. That'll work on your telephone. That'll work as a text. Bridget Carey joins us right now, CNET's senior editor, host of CNET's Daily Update. Hi, Bridget. How are things? Everything good?
Hey, things are going good. How about you?
Excellent. Thank you. I want to bring you into something. A little while ago, we were talking about last night's Democratic town hall meeting, and Hillary Clinton announced toward the end that she wasn't very tech savvy. That wasn't her strong point. I would think now more than ever, a candidate that understands social media and the tech world would have a leg up on the other candidates. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw that even if President Obama, when he was running, wasn't tech savvy, he sure didn't make it known, because he probably had a great team with him to help him, you know, get on all the networks to be able to show that he understands it. So, it doesn't make a lot of sense to even admit that you don't understand things. Of course, with her whole email debacle, like, she goes back and forth between, like, having two phones, but suddenly not understanding it, but suddenly, you know, like...
Well, now she has to prove to everybody that she really isn't tech savvy. Like, last night, she just brought out a toaster and a blender and hit buttons at random just to prove she didn't know what she was doing with them. I thought that was a very brave move. All right, let's talk about Spotify. Spotify is in the tech news. How come?
Okay, well, if you're familiar with Spotify, it's a music streaming app, and now they want to evolve to be a place for video. And I'm not talking about music videos. This is beyond that. This is videos that will compete with YouTube, videos from big outlets like ESPN, Comedy Central, major broadcast networks. And it already started rolling out on the app on Android, and iPhones are going to start to see it next week. This is Spotify's move to say, you know what, you play music in your pocket and you don't look at us, but maybe if you think of us as an entertainment destination, you'll pick up the app more, you'll also listen to podcasts on this, and you'll, guess what, see more advertisements probably, because you're spending more time on it and they can make more money.
Bridget, once a player in the marketplace establishes themselves as the place to go for something like YouTube has, what chance does somebody like Spotify have to come in and try to unseat them? Is there any kind of realistic belief they could do that?
Something's happening in the past year where a lot of different apps are saying, hey, come to us for more than just what we originally did, and especially true with video. I don't think anyone's going to unseat YouTube when it comes to videos, because when you think of doing a search for a video you want to see, you just immediately think of going to YouTube.
Sure.
There, right? And I think Spotify and a couple others out there are starting to crop up, you know, just to be, you know, hey, maybe we can make some more money on ads with video ads and be a little entertainment hub, but it gets diluted. You and I are going to go to the same place still, but if you already are hooked on Spotify, well, maybe one or two things might catch your eye and you'll click on those. So I think they're banking on the fact that people are really, you know, really loving their Spotify with their playlist they've already established. It's not a brand new service. So they have a leg up on others who are brand new services trying to compete.
And when does this take place? When does this all start up?
Well, Android apps are already starting to see it, and it's going to be rolling out slowly. And then, like, next week, iPhone apps might see it.
Oh, so very fast. Very, very fast.
Yeah.
All right. What do we need to know about Cortana?
Oh, she's getting a little more nosy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, this is Microsoft's version of a personal assistant, like you have iPhones with Siri. And on Windows 10, she's already been able to do things that you see Google do, where if you link it up with your email, you'll get an alert when there's a package notification or flight in your email. It'll kind of like automatically put it together and put the flight in your calendar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the next step now is making sure you keep your promises. So if you're writing an email to someone, a friend, and you say, hey, I'll buy the tickets to that event tonight, well, then later in the day, you're going to get a pop-up from Cortana going, hey, you should buy those tickets.
What? Seriously? Really?
So it's looking for phrases to say, I will do this or I'll get this. And then it goes, hey, you said you were going to get blank. Do you need assistance with that? So you can turn these things on and off. We haven't seen it ourselves yet, because they just announced that they're going to do this, but it probably will be rolled out in the next month.
It seems intrusive. I'm sure there's a market for it, but if you started to see these, wouldn't you think, I'm being spied on? I don't like this.
I think if you already know that these these services are already looking into your email. You start to get a little more desensitized. You already know that if you get a package alert from FedEx or UPS, you're getting an alert on that, or your flight alerts. So you kind of go, I guess it's the same thing. But when it becomes a personal email to someone like your wife or your husband, and then it's like, hey, you promised to, you know, pick the kids up, then it's like, whoa, get out of my family business.
That's a lot. Now, this connects to something I was going to ask you about. We've talked to you in the past about this. Every once in a while, I'll look at something. Say I want to buy a belt or a pair of shoes or a hat or something, and I won't buy it, and I'll get... I'll visit a website and it'll show me the other website. There'll be a little box, an ad from that website saying, hey, remember when you were looking at belts or hats? They're still for sale. Well, now I'm getting emails like that saying, you looked at this. We still have them. If you'd like one, it's very easy to order. That just started happening to me in the last month or two. Is that common?
Yep. It's something that has been happening where it follows you around. It can make you kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Wait, at least for the week. Even if you already bought the item, it still follows you around. We're seeing a pushback with a growing number of people who want to use things like ad blocking software because they're sick of it, you know. And Firefox, the browser, just came out with a little extension option that you can turn on and off that will stop tracking of such ads. So if you come across an ad that is going to be hunting you down with cookies, you know, there are options now where it's like you can set a privacy mode, and they do it a little more than the other browsers do when it comes to Firefox.
Yeah.
So it might be worth, and if sometimes, though, the thing you got to think about, if you ever want to block these things, it can break a website in terms of making it look awful or something doesn't load right. So you have to toggle it off again to sometimes see what you want to see on that website.
All right, good.
It's not perfect, yeah.
And then there's a warning you wanted to put out for a website that I'm not familiar with, but maybe more people are. It's called Crash Safari. What's the warning about Crash Safari, and what is that?
Don't go
to CrashSafari.com. How come?
Crash Safari, because it'll crash your Safari browser.
Oh, all right.
A little self-explanatory. People started putting this link up on Twitter, and they would hide it, you know, so it didn't look like CrashSafari.com. They would hide it in a shortener link, and people were going, "What's happening to my phone or my Mac?" And basically, it's overrunning it. It's just having it constantly sync to the point where your phone just can't do anything. So if it happens to you, if you suspect that you've been pranked and someone goes, click on this link, you're going to love it, and your iPhone or your Mac or your Safari browser is just like bugging out, restart, you'll be fine.
All right. But very, very good. Well,
yeah.
Thank you, Bridget. I appreciate that. What's coming up on the daily update on CNET?
Well, today we're talking about a new thing that GoPro, the action cameras, they're able to now stream live to Periscope. So it's not like saving your file and then uploading it later. It's a live stream in real time, and a lot of athletes are going to be doing this week from the X Games in Aspen. So, expect to see a bunch of extreme sports now just live streaming all over your Twitter feed.
Perfect. Thank you, Bridget. Have a great rest of the week. That's Bridget Carey, CNET Senior Editor, host of the CNET Daily Update. We're going to take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill Leff on WGN.